Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
This month, we are going to be speaking on a very vital subject captioned, Understanding the Demands of Building Your Faith. Understanding the Demands of Building Your Faith. And this is part one. Now, by way of introduction, faith grows primarily in two ways. Number one, by the word. And number two, by prayers. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, the Bible says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God." And in Psalm 119, verse 18, a prayer was made by David, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." So when you combine the two, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And open my eyes. Because if one's eyes is not opened, you may not be able to see what God is saying. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The second hearing is actually seeing. It's the power of revelation when your spiritual understanding comes alive. So this month is the month of the word and the month of prayer to build your faith. Those are the two building blocks you have to put in place to build your faith. And in the name of Jesus, this month your faith shall be built up. Number two, foundational stone we want to lay for the month is also that it takes genuine labor in the word for one's faith to grow. It takes genuine labor in the word of God for one's faith to grow. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. "Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall under the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful." So it's connecting labor to the word. So it takes genuine labor. So to build your faith, you need to labor. God's servant at the past night we had, he was really emphasizing on faith is work. Faith is work. And when you talk about work, you are talking about labor. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." My emphasis is the profession of our faith. So faith is not just a confession. Faith is a profession. That's why faith is work. When you talk about profession, you are talking about work. You are talking about hard work. When you see professionals, it's not some. They are not people, they are not riffraff. They are not people you can just lay hold on by the roadside. For instance, you are talking of an accountant. He's a professional. He studied very well, minimum 4 years in school. And maybe extra year to be chartered. When you see a medical doctor would have gone through maybe 5 years in school, then housemanship, then some other training, especially when he is now a surgeon, he has to go for more extra. So you are talking about 7 years or 10 years, depending on the field. He's a professional. He's not a sleeping time. Hard work. An engineer, professional. A nurse practitioner, professional. So they are not just people on the road that can just call. You can't go to Home Depot and see them standing by Home Depot. The one you see at Home Depot, they are not professionals. They are just there. They can do anything. But you need, if you really want to get a job done the right way, you need the professionals. Faith is also a profession. So for your work, for your faith to work, you have to see faith as a profession. You have to commit yourself to build your faith. You have to become chartered. You have to become certified. Unfortunately, today, faith is no longer working because people think you can just claim it and confess it and just claim it like that. No. It calls for a lot of work. That is why God has set this month apart for you and I to build our faith, to commit to working our faith to work. And I know, and I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, this month onward, your faith will work. As you consciously commit yourself to building your faith to the level that your faith will begin to work for you. And number three, faith is a personal spiritual asset. Faith is a personal spiritual asset. So if you build your faith, it's for your advantage. You can't build your faith for me to work. I can't build my faith for you to work. So it's a personal spiritual asset. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4, the just shall live by his faith. The same thing, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, the just shall live by faith. So it's a personal spiritual asset. I can't build your faith for you. The same way I cannot eat for you. No matter how I love you, I can't eat for you. No matter how you love me, you can't eat for me. So the same way, I can't build your faith for you. It's a personal responsibility because it's a personal spiritual asset. I trust God that someone is going to take this month very seriously to build your faith to the point that your faith will be working for you. And this is why every believer must take responsibility in building his or her faith. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. It is therefore to everyone according to his or her faith. Kingdom delivery is a function of personal faith. What do I mean? For you to get anything in the kingdom, it is a function of your faith. If you get it, your faith makes it work for you. If you don't get it, you have to build your faith to make it work. Personal faith is the function of personal revelation. As far as your eyes can see, Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15. Tonight, very quickly, within the limited time that we have, let's consider how to build our faith. Understanding the demands of building your faith. So how can we build our faith? Number one, it's important for us to know that faith grows by hearing and understanding the word of God. Faith grows by hearing and understanding the word of God. That is, you can build your faith by hearing the word and understanding the word. It's not just hearing. There are many hearing ears, but there are limited understanding spirits. So faith can only grow, not just when you hear the word, but when you understand the word that you hear. Many students go to the lecture room, they hear the lecture, but they don't understand. That's why they fail. If every lecture you attend, you understand, you won't fail. There was a brother that we grew up together in the same neighborhood. This guy never had a notebook. He goes to the classroom with loose paper, just like small paper that I used to write. That's his notes. But this guy is so smart, so sound. So what was he leveling on? Understanding. He understood. So when you understand the thing, you don't need long notes. Sir. You don't need, when you understand it, you don't. I was wondering, what's wrong with this guy? No notes. When you ask him, can I borrow the notes? He doesn't have notes. He just, as the teacher, he just explained, he's understanding it. When he studied, after the class, he will go to do more study, but no notes. He will just read to the point of understanding. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, this month, as you hear the word, you will hear it to the point of understanding. So when he enters the examination hall, any question is just poured down because he understood it. Praise God. He understood it very well. So that's how faith works. It's not just about hearing, but there are individuals that will write and write and write and write. Yet they don't, even their own notes, they don't understand it. In my days, some people will not come to class, they will not attend anything. So when assignment is given, they will dub. We call it dubbing. They will just collect your notes and just, and your assignment and write everything. Some will even dub the matric number. You know, the matric number is the student identification number to differentiate one student from another. So we don't write names. So because they don't know what to write, they just write everything, including the matric number. So some individual say, please, if you dub, please forget, don't dub my matric number with. Praise the Lord. But this month, in the name of Jesus, as you hear the word, you will hear to the point of understanding. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The second hearing is understanding. So every time you are studying the word, every time you are reading anointed books, and thank God, a lot of anointed books were recommended again for us this month. Every time you are hearing the word, make sure your understanding is alive. Pray for the spirit of understanding. Lord, I want to understand what I'm hearing. That was what happened to the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to 35. Philip came to him. Do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I? Except someone explain to me. And Philip explained everything to him. Then he saw the water. He said, oh, this is what we're saying. What stops me from being baptized? His understanding came alive. Your understanding will come alive tonight, not throughout this month. Also, faith grows by meditating on the word. Faith grows by meditating on the word. So it's not just hearing, but meditating on the word. Because meditation boosts spiritual understanding. Meditation, when you are reading the word, you are meditating, you pause, you think over it, you ask the Holy Spirit to explain it. You can also check Bible dictionary, Bible concordance to boost your understanding. All these are the process of meditation. You reflect. You are not just rushing over it just to fulfill all righteousness. One chapter can take you 5 hours if you truly want to study. You are just comparing scripture with scripture and asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, to lead you. And as you are doing that, you are growing your faith. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100. We saw the prayer of David. And in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, he said, till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. And in verse 15, Paul said, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. I love the way Paul always puts his scriptures. When you do it, people will know. That's why he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. So it is when you study that you can be approved. You study, you meditate, you think over it. You read it and see what areas of the word needs to be applied to your life, what needs to change in your life. Praise the Lord. However, what is the prerequisite to faith building? Before we can build our faith, what are the prerequisites? Number one, one must be born again and remain so. A dead man cannot build. So when you are dead in the spirit, you cannot build anything. Faith is a spiritual force. So when you are not born again, there is nothing to build. Just like when you want to register for a particular course in school, there are courses that has prerequisites. So if you have not done that prerequisite, you can't register for the real course. So you can't begin to build your faith if you are not born again. Faith is a spiritual force. So you need to be born again for your faith to be built. And not just being born again, you must remain so. Just like we mentioned on Sunday. In Mark chapter 4, verse 11, the Bible says, unto you it is given to know the mystery of a kingdom, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. So, faith is a mystery. So, if you are not born again, you cannot understand the mystery of faith. Also, in John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And what, as far as your eyes can see, is what you can get. So, if you are not born again, you cannot see. Your spiritual eyes is blind. That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, The Bible says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest not the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So if you are not born again, you cannot see, you cannot understand the scripture, because your mind is blinded by the devil. So you must be born again and remain so. Also in John chapter 10, verse 4 to 5, the Bible says, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. So if you are not his sheep, you cannot hear his voice. And until you hear his voice, your faith cannot be built up. Because nobody doubts what he hears, especially when you hear God very clearly. And nobody doubts what he sees. Praise God. So be born again and remain so. Number two, be spiritual and remain so. Be spiritual. It's one thing to be born again, it's another thing to be spiritual. Most of the letters that Paul wrote, they were not written to the unbelievers. And if you read them, you would think he was writing. No, they were not written to the unbelievers. They were written to Christians. But they were just nominal Christians, carnal Christians. Just like we have in our days. A lot of people just come to church. They didn't understand anything spiritual. So you need to be spiritual if you want your faith to work. Be spiritual and remain so. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. And faith is one of the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can they know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You can only discern the things of the Spirit when you are spiritual. That's why Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So when you are not spiritual, you cannot be connected to the spirit world. Praise the Lord. Be spiritual. Now in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 25, Paul said, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. Look at that. Many people are struggling in the flesh because they are not walking in the spirit. If you are not walking in the spirit, Satan will allow your flesh to overcome you. And then your faith cannot walk in the flesh. Faith cannot walk in the flesh. The five senses of man cannot bring God's agenda to work. We walk by faith and not by sight. So you have to walk in the Spirit. It says in verse 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those are the things of the flesh. That's living a carnal life, a life of pretense, a life of hypocrites. Your faith cannot work like that. That's why when you see some men of God growing churches, after they walk in carnality and things are not working, they go consult all the evil forces, because there's no way faith can work, and they want to deceive the people. So they go get power from all manner of dangerous places, and at the end you see their life, just everything, ministry go down, life scattered. Why? Because they missed it and they didn't return back to God. I pray in the name of Jesus we will not miss it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, how do you make your faith to work? What are the prerequisites? A crave for revelation in your area of concern. Crave for revelation. You want to be married, go for marriage books. Get all of them together and begin to pray. Only go, open my eyes to what you have for me in this book. You want your finances to be on the increase. You want to leave the realm of poverty to prosperity. Go in search of books of prosperity, like for marriage book, and go for marriage covenant, how to make marriage works, building a successful family, all of those books, settle down with them. You want to destroy poverty and you want to live in the realm of financial prosperity. Go for understanding financial prosperity, winning the war against poverty, understanding, you know, all of those financial books. You want to build your faith. Go for unlimited power of faith. Go for the turnaround power of the world. Any area that you need God's attention, go for relevant materials. Crave for revelation. A crave is required in order to get the right revelation. A thirst. I need this thing, I must get it. That is crave. That is crave. You don't just live a casual life. No, you go for it. Get all of those books. Get your Bible. You can also join with prayer and fasting. Then God will open your eyes to revelation. And once you see it, your faith will begin to work in that area. You begin to talk like as if it has happened because you have seen it. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, someone will study to the point of revelation. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1, he said, "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Until you thirst, the water cannot be given to you." Shout hallelujah. And number four, engage the Holy Spirit for spiritual understanding. While you are searching, engage the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26, "He shall teach you all things." John 16, 12 to 13, "The Spirit of truth, when he's come, he will guide you into all truth." Engage the Holy Spirit. And while you engage the Holy Spirit, number five, engage your spirit as well. Engage your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. And Luke chapter 15, verse 18, we saw the woman. He lost a coin and he began to seek to light a candle and to begin to search and to search. Engage your spirit. Don't just study with your head. Don't just study with your mind. Let your spirit connect to the Spirit of God. And as you do that, you are building your faith. And as you are building your faith, you enter into the world of possibilities. This year is a year for you and I to enter into our promised land. There's never been a year like this before. And I want you to take this year seriously. Your own promised land might be different from my own promised land. By decreeing the name of Jesus Christ, this year you will enter your promised land. In your marital life, you will enter your promised land. In your finances, you enter your promised land. In your business, you enter your promised land. I decree in your health, you enter your promised land. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, in summary, how do you build your faith? Be born again and remain so. Be spiritual and remain so. Crave for revelation in your area of concern. Engage the Holy Spirit for spiritual understanding. Engage your spirit in searching the scriptures. Rise with me to your feet tonight. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, I take responsibility this month in the name of Jesus to build my faith. Somebody raise your voice. I take responsibility this month to consciously build my faith. And my faith will work. It will be my month of entry into my promised land, my month of answers, my month of solutions. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.